You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, plus or minus 10 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, tongue-in-cheek radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a ninth grade education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular when a stamp was but 3 cents. Why are you capable of imagining a world without letters? Without good souls who write letters? Without other souls who read and enjoy them? Without those third-party souls who take them from this person to that person? That is, a world without senders, addressees, and letter carriers. A universe in which all is said dryly, in abbreviated fashion, hurriedly and on the run, without art and without grace? Pedro Salinas, 1948. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, we're going postal. We'll ask the postman to please bring us no more blues, as our last correspondence was returned to sender. We'll write Dear Dad a letter, but if there's no mail today, our mailman will be blue. And don't forget to write me a letter. Send me some lovin'.
I wouldn't trust you to lick a postage stamp.
Motown's first number one was delivered in 1961 by Gladys Horton, Wanda Young, Georgiana Tillman, Juanita Cowart, and Katherine Anderson, collectively known as the Marvelettes. Although the song's origin was from within the group, it would eventually run down Motown's assembly line, leaving its authorship Byzantine. The archetype for future Motown girl groups, the Marvelettes would churn out hits, as well as members, the remainder of the 60s. Featuring a burgeoning Marvin Gaye on drums, Please Mr. Postman.
I'm mail for me while I was gone?
Overshadowed by the mighty A-side, Lottie Miss Claudie, the flip to Lloyd Price's epochal 1952 debut single surprisingly did not chart. A driving piece of Nolan's R&B, originally titled Korea Boogie, it proved self-prophesizing as Lloyd was drafted and shipped to Korea, featuring Fats Domino on piano and Earl Palmer on drums, Mailman Blues.
Well, night before the last, the mailman knock on my door. Well, night before the last, the mailman knock at my door. He said, get ready, brother, this time you have to go. Oh, mailman, mailman, tell me what you got for me. Oh, mailman, mailman, tell me what you got for me. He said, a long letter, brother, we need you across the sea. Well, now all day long is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, all day long is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, I'm so unhappy I can't see baby no more.
By the late 40s, black harmony groups strayed further from their gospel roots, adding elements of jazz, R&B, and blues, and showcasing basso profundo Jimmy Ricks. The more progressive of these groups would become the prototype for all 50s R&B vocal and doo-wop groups, and start the ornithologically named vocal group trend. Although the 50s didn't deliver continued success, the Ravens' first hit from 1948 was First Class, Write Me a Letter.
I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from me. Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Write me, honey. Hello, hello, baby. Yes, just write me, baby. Yes, I'm walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Yes, keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. I can't eat, sleep, I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's been a long time, baby, since so darn worried, don't know
yes,
what to
honey.
The neighbors say that I'm blowing my top. Cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter, say I've seen your fella.
Cause I won't be myself till you hurry on to me.
Terry Jean DeRuin, a.k.a. Gene Terry, is often stamped as a rockabilly artist, albeit an obscure one best known for his classic Cindy Lou, but Terry considered his music swamp pop, as evident by his un-rockabilly horn section. But either way, Terry and his downbeats knew how to rock the bayou for Louisiana's Gold Band Records. 1958's No Mail Today.
Anything in the mail?
Nothing much.
No mail today, no mail, no mail for me. No mail today, no mail, no mail for me. Well, come back for the baby, swear I love you tenderly.
Lovelorn Sam Cooke boxed up the emotions of probably every overseas soldiers or on-the-road musician with his pleading 1963 hit Send Me Some Lovin', but it turns out that Sam's hit was a redelivery of a 1956 sonic epistle from the Queen of Rock and Roll, Little Richard.
Send me some lovin', send it, I pray. Hold it, pretend you
In January 1993, the Elvis commemorative stamp was introduced, and to this day, it remains the post office's most popular. Enterprising collectors wrote invalid addresses on envelopes bearing the new stamp. Thus, the missive would be sent back, marked Return to Sender. And we can blame tunesmith Otis Blackwell, who supplied Elvis's better songs, and carried a superstition about meeting Elvis, and thus never did. 1962's Return to Sender.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
All right, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Writing on it, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. Return to sender, return to sender.
Weight Watchers, take note. Rock and Rhythm is full of Slims. Guitar Slim, Sunnyland Slim, Tar Heel Slim, Lightning Slim, and 88 Ace John Chapman, a.k.a. Memphis Slim. Indeed, born in Memphis and eventually migrating to Chicago, Slim label-hopped his entire career, but a brief stay at Mercury produced this 1951 song about how we all feel on those days our mailbox is barren. No Mail Blues.
No mail for me, I suppose, there never is.
Lord, I wring my hand, words just wouldn't come out. Think about my baby, all I can do is shout. Lord, I wonder what's the matter that I can't get no mail. Lord, motor, both ran side by side. Got my woman, well, I guess you're satisfied. Lord, I wonder what's the matter that I can't get no mail. Lord, it must have been black cat that crossed my trail.
Chuck Berry's first comeback, There Would Be One More, finished in 1964 with this humorous tune every teenager could relate to, writing Dad a letter, asking for money to buy a new car. And although the internet may be the reason for the decline in all things postal, my mailman can't deliver the video of Chuck's appearance on Shindig performing Dear Dad.
To drive this old Ford. Almost every time I try to go and pass a truck, if I ain't going downhill, Dad, I'm out of luck. And even if I get by, it's still a rugged wrist. The way this old Ford keep a hitting and a miss. This chef old nosedive. Dad, I'm in grave danger out here trying to drive. The way this Ford wiggle when I'm approaching 45. The halves is nursed it long like a little stubborn pup. And cars whizzing by me, Dad, look like I'm backing up. Do a little good, but ain't no place to put it unless I perforate the hood. So Dad, send the money, see what I can see. Try to find a Cadillac or a 62 or 3. Just something that won't worry us to keep it on the road. Sincerely, your beloved son, Henry Jr. Ford.
There's a letter here for you.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rockin' Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Thomas Neal. If you know QWERTY, shame on you. Did you forget what this show was about?
Mail call.
Send your cards and letters to P.O. Box 20563, Indianapolis, Indiana 46220.
Thank you for all those cards and letters.
He is the only other artist from this show featured on a U.S. stamp. Known for pushing the envelope with his music, the same could be said for his curious arrangement with Decca to release singles as a solo artist on Decca's subsidiary Coral, and as part of a group on Decca's subsidiary Brunswick. Yet, there was no difference in personnel. And so it was, in 1957, for Buddy Holly's first Coral single, and its obscure B-side, Mailman, Bring Me No More Blues.
all I